My darling Morris, just a note which I feel I must write or should say type to you. I was very, very disappointed to find out that you are not coming to the club tonight. I just lived for tonight when I was to have seen you, darling.
The interpretation of the application is I am willing to leave the country at once with my wife and child, not without.
I most humbly beseech your majesty to pardon your poor old servant to be thus bold in sending to know how my gracious lady doth.
And sooner than we will be separated, we will perish for want.
Alice is interesting because she's believed to have written about 5 million words about her many relationships with various women.
Most people think of Edward VIII's abdication speech, but actually the instrument of abdication is the important document where he signed away his life.
She played this game of her subjects being her suitors, and this allowed her to build this reputation and identity as the focus for everyone's attraction.
This idea of then going back to Jamaica without his wife and child would have certainly been very upsetting, because they would already in this country have faced quite a lot of challenge.
It's a letter between men in a time where actually a lot of the evidence doesn't survive, because people knew that they were risking things by writing things down. It could be used against them.
Of all of the millions of love letters ever written, most are lost to history, but those that have survived offer readers an intimate look at the hidden worlds and loves of their writers.
In this mini-series, we're rereading famous love letters preserved in our archives and reading between the lines of less obviously romantic records to discover the love stories of everyday people from the last 500 years.